was practically raised by the same grandpa. I seen him probably a little bit more every day than he did, but when he did see him, we had to fight over him. But anyway, some of the first people started, how would you say it, influencing Seminole people was his father. His name is Junior Buster. And how he started this, began playing instrument, I have no idea, but it had a heavy influence on his son named Paul Buster. And I think at the same time, it's influencing Paul's son. So coming from the Big Cypress Indian Reservation, I think he still calls himself the Cowbones. Paul Buster.
Cypress Indian Reservation to my mom and dad. Thank God they're both in heaven. And, you know, I was influenced, like James says, to my dad's radio. He turned it to Grand Ole Opry most of the time, Fridays and Saturday nights, and I was entertained by it. And I was still a little boy and kind of grew up on Hank Williams' music. You know, I like folk music too, and I write folk music as well as the tales and stories of the Florida Seminole people. And I got a little bit of Hank Williams in me too.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your daddy. Tell me how your mama loved that baby. Just spring out a bottle heart. Tell you about a drifting cap on bay. I won't ask you about old habits and now, hey, you just gotta tell me. Did Hank Williams really write all them songs? I don't deserve all that song. Let's light up this move along. You think he wrote about your mom, or about the man who done her wrong? Back then they called me crazy. Nowadays they call him sane. Now the ones that call him crazy still writing on his name. Well, if he was here right now, Chunky, what do you think that would write?
Oh, he's a busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. Feeling nearly faded as I came. Bobby thumped diesel down just before it rained. Took us all the way to New Orleans. Took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. Was blowing sand while Bobby sang the blues. With him and chill wipers slapping time, Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang every song the driver knew. Freedom's just another word for secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Laura, through everything I do. And every night you keep on from the cold. Then somewhere near Selena's, Lord, I'll let her slip away. Looking for a home, I hope she finds. I'll trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Her body close to me. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to live. Nothing ain't worth nothing but its praise. Feeling good was easy alone on this afternoon.
Cowbone band from Big Cypress Indian Reservation, probably about 70, 80 miles, more like southeast of here, between here and Fort Lauderdale. If you're ever that way, stop by and see us. Tomorrow night we'll be over at Country Style. No, I'm just kidding. We'll probably just drive by. Last night we did. We were in Tampa last couple days. We froze our noses there. It's good here. Good old South Florida. This year has seen many changes, I'm sure. Good family here in Naples. Probably one of the prominent people here in Florida, here in Naples, passed on to the better lands where God has prepared. Mrs. Cori Osceola, we miss her. God bless her soul. You know, it's people like her that has been a lot to us, to me, to a lot of people. Merle Haggard wrote a song called Mama Tried. Thank you.
someday learn. Doors of bad kept on turning till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without a road. No one could swim me right, but mama tried.
About 1900s, I think it was, last part of 1800s, 1900s, and there was a man by the name of Joe Bowers out of Kissimmee. He was a cattle rancher, and he had some Indians living pretty close to where his ranch was. He wanted some ranch hands, so he approached these Indian people, and they agreed since they knew something about cattle work. Well, went up there and gonna give him some pay. So Joe Bowers, the white man, was writing down these names. What is your name? And one would say like Two Feathers or something in Indian, and another one would be Crying Wolf or something in Indian. And he got to the point where this other man, he couldn't pronounce his name. I don't know what he would have been. So this other Indian man, since he knew that Joe Bowers could not pronounce his name good, next day when he come back, he said, my name is Joe Bowers. So he became Joe Bowers from that point on, and the Bowers took off. And that was your great-great-grandfather, wasn't it? I think it was. Let's see, your grandfather was Andrew Bowers, so he was Andrew Bowers' father, your great-grandfather. So that's how the name Bowers began in our tribe. So here's Lucy Bowers.
Okay, we're going to pick up the beat a little bit here. I'm going to start out with a song that was made popular by Marie Osmond. It's entitled Everybody's Crazy About My Baby.
Looking at my baby, how does it come on?
corner of my eye. Made popular by Reba McEntire maybe about 2 years ago. It's entitled Whoever's in New England. Winter time up north can last forever. been told it's beautiful to see this time of year. They say the snow can blind you to the world you left behind. Just disappears out of here. I packed your bags and left them in the hallway. But before you leave again, there's just one thing you ought to know. Made popular by Kathy Mattea, and it's entitled Full Time Love. I took an ad in the Daily News, said I'm looking for a real life situation. It's the only thing left to do for a victim of a runaway love inflation. Good enough. I'll keep searching and I won't give up till I